From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what is believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. President Obama spoke to the nation about the shooting.
We are still learning all the facts. This is an open investigation. We've reached no definitive judgment on the precise motivations of the killer. The FBI is appropriately investigating this as an act of terrorism.
President Obama. Libya's unity government says it is close to driving Islamic State militants from the city of Sirte. The offensive to take the city has made rapid advances in the past 3 days. A success there would help the shaky government establish its credibility. Meanwhile, Libya's general prosecutor confirmed that the bodies of at least a dozen loyalists of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have been found just days after they were released from detention. The bodies started to be found on Friday in different parts of Tripoli. Some officials told VOA the latest count they had Sunday was 17 bodies. The victims had been tortured before being shot. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's attacks on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. Two blasts at the Sayyida Zainab shrine killed at least 12 people and left many others wounded. A statement from Mr. Ban said those responsible must be held accountable. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Association Football has strongly condemned the violence at games Saturday in two French cities. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade's Velodrome. After the European Cup tournament game ended in a tie, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee and climb fences in a desperate bid to escape. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured 7 people. Europe's governing body said it will take corrective measures to tighten security at the two stadiums. Authorities say a man with homemade explosives wounded 3 people on Sunday at a check-in area of Shanghai's main international airport before attempting to kill himself. They say the unidentified man removed a beer bottle or bottles with explosive materials from a backpack before throwing one in Terminal 2 at Pudong International Airport. The man's motive was not disclosed. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there has been too little contact with authorities in China. President Tsai Ing-wen's office said Sunday 6 agencies had met twice during the past week to consider the travel plans of Ma, who stepped down May 20th, and who planned to give a speech at a Hong Kong Journalism Awards ceremony of the Society of Publishers in Asia. The long run of U.S. presidential nominating contests is nearing an end. Democrats will be voting Tuesday in Washington in the last contest, even as former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has claimed the party's nomination in November's national election. There are 330,000 registered Democrats in the national capital, and Clinton is the heavy favorite in the city's primary over her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a major disaster area exists in Texas and has ordered federal aid to supplement state and local recovery efforts in the area affected by severe storms and flooding that began late last month and continues. The disaster declaration makes federal funding available for affected individuals in several Texas counties. The assistance includes grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.